This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, we have a couple things still to come in the 5 o'clock hour. Paul Morrow, who is with us on a regular basis, he's the founder of theopsdesk.org. We have information on Gene Hackman's death. There is an interesting NYC, New York City ICE conflict. And then the mayor of Boston, this is quite something, offering sympathies to a knife-wielding man who was shot by an off-duty cop, but the guy was trying to kill the cop. But she offers empathy to the killer. This is what happens. This mayor of Boston is quite something. Bachyangar Sargon at 5:30. Plus, I will have an audio cut of the day. You know, I've mentioned before that I don't pay quite as much attention to the Illinois side of the equation when it comes to politics as Annie certainly does. But I can't help but notice the big fat guy that runs the state from time to time.
The things that I'm speaking out about now, about, you know, the threat to our democracy, this is not a message to win elections on. It's something people need to know. The prices at the grocery store are going up because democracy is being taken away.
I don't even know what he meant by that, but there's some other things that are happening in Illinois when it comes to spending taxpayer money. We thought we'd highlight some of those this afternoon. Jason Plummer is an Illinois state senator. He's back with us this afternoon. Senator, how are you on this Monday?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine, but your governor continues to entertain quite a bit, doesn't he?
Well, you know, that's one word for it. If you're a Missouri resident, it's probably entertaining. If you're an Illinois resident, it's quite frightening at times.
Do you know what he was even saying when he was talking about the democracy issues and how that's affecting, you know, prices? Because he kind of lost me there. I think he lost a lot of people.
So J.B. Pritzker has a history of he's just an unserious person, and he has a little bit of a history of calling people names. You know, he's not accustomed to tough questions from the media. He's not he has super majorities in the legislature. And because the rate that he writes checks, none of them really question much of what he does or says. And so he's just not a man accustomed to no or bad news. And when you give it to him, he kind of lashes out. He's very thin skinned and he just lashes out. So, you know, he says that, you know, Republicans are a threat to democracy, and because of that, you know, prices at Schnucks and Deerberg's are going up or something like that. I don't understand it, but that's kind of the way he operates.
Yeah, he seems to, you know, he loves the national attention. I guess he feels like he might be a presidential candidate at some point. But let's highlight something fiscally reckless in the state of Illinois, and I think that's, you know, over the decades, relatively easy to do. But here's a story from last week. It says Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration vastly underestimated the cost and popularity of a pair of health insurance programs for immigrants who are not citizens that has ended up costing the state $1.6 billion since this began in 2020. So there's an audit report that was released last week, Senator, and it said, aside from the inaccurate projections of the cost and the number of people who would enroll, the audit uncovered more than 6,000 1,000 people enrolled in the programs who were listed as undocumented despite having Social Security numbers, and nearly 700 who were enrolled in the program for people 65 and older despite being younger than that. Then there's all other things, like 400 people were in there that appeared to be in the country long enough to qualify for Medicaid. So all kinds of questions in this audit. How can you highlight this even more, and what are you guys going to do in Springfield about this?
Well, so the audit report was probably shocking to a lot of people, and I hate to say, see, I told you so. It wasn't shocking to me or a lot of folks that serve in Springfield, because this program originally rolled out, and the governor's office projected that it would cost something on the order of $50 million. And that $50 million quickly became $200 million.
Yeah.
And that $200 million quickly became, well, it's going to cost $400 million, right? And that's where they stopped. And we argued from day one that this would be over $1 billion. Some people feel that it's closer to $2 billion when you add in everything. And, you know, I get frustrated at the reporting where they say, oh, you know, they missed the estimate. It was underestimated. No, what they did was they lied to you, because they knew they had the same data and the same information that the Republicans had. They just had to say it was going to cost $400 million, because otherwise they would have to acknowledge their budget wasn't balanced. And so this wasn't a surprise to people in Springfield, but it might have been a surprise to folks that just heard about it.
All right. So just to go over the math here, so we're not losing folks here on the Missouri side. This goes back to 2 years ago, February of 2023. He takes steps to curtail enrollment in the programs because they knew that that initial $220 million estimate is 5 months later, $1.1 billion. So a little over $500 million apparently is set aside. You can check me on these numbers. That's passed by the legislature in 2023. So these aren't just normal program cost overruns, right? This is outrageously higher than was anticipated. And then to make it worse, it goes on for 2 years, and then they decide to audit the thing and find out where all the money's going, right?
That is 95% accurate, yes. And it's 100% directionally accurate. The problem is, while Republicans, and I don't mean to make it a partisan issue, it just so happens this is how it lined up, but while Republicans in Springfield said, you're spending two and three times on this program what you're budgeting for, not only were they underestimating the number, intentionally so, but they were still pushing legislation to expand the scope of the program to allow more people to participate. So I think when you see spending for the most recent fiscal year, the numbers are going to be even worse. And may I remind you, the same budget that when they passed the $1.1 billion projection, they increased taxes on citizens in Illinois. Can you guess the number, Mark? $1.1 billion.
Yeah.
So not only is the program, you know, wildly missing its targets, its estimated spending targets, but they're just raising taxes on the hardworking people of Illinois to pay for this boondoggle. And, you know, when the governor says they have balanced budgets, it's programs like this that we know they're intentionally undershooting, that's throwing our budgets billions of dollars out of whack.
So,
and until we get our arms around that, we're not going to fix the economy.
Yeah, so what's the answer for you guys, though, in Springfield? What do you do about this?
Well, we highlighted it. I mean, I'm not going to lie, we're in the super minority, right?
Right.
And so it's going to take changes at the ballot box. It's going to take changes for people to understand. And I hate to use a word like this, but Governor Pritzker called us Nazis a few weeks ago. I guess I'm okay saying people are lying, right? It's going to take people in Illinois to know that they have legislators lying to them about the impact these programs are going to have on them. When I was first elected to the legislature a few years ago, the first budget I voted on was $38 or $39 billion. Today, we're looking at a $55 billion budget. So our budget's up 37% in 6 years, and we've seen no positive effects of that, and the taxpayers are on the hook for that.
Yeah, that's typical, as you know, in Illinois, right? I mean, it's not like it's anything new when it comes to the fiscal sanity, is it?
No, we stand up every year during appropriations committees, during the budget negotiations, and we try to highlight these things. But the taxpayers are kind of the last people that are thought of in Springfield. And, you know, we're talking about the migrant health care, which is a boondoggle, right? But there's a lot of other programs we could be talking about, Mark. And, you know, everyone can,
imagine.
You know, everyone can take sides in Washington, D.C. on what Elon Musk and the Doge team is doing. But if people don't want transparency in government and people don't want government to be accountable, I don't know exactly what they want. And in Illinois, we need transparency. We need accountability. And programs like these need to be audited. One of the great boondoggles in Illinois that we're still dealing with is all of the pandemic era programs where we know for a fact through IDES, the Illinois Department of Employment Services, we were probably spending $5 billion in fraudulent claims overseas or out of state.
$5 billion.
Probably more than that.
Yeah.
And the governor's office and the legislature is fighting the audit of IDES. And so transparency and sunlight are a good thing. And that's really what we need in Illinois. And I think that's what, you know, us and the minority are largely fighting for.
That's amazing. Senator Jason Plummer, let me just ask you to highlight one thing, because I never even mentioned it a few weeks ago. I didn't see a lot of coverage of it in St. Louis. I didn't even see a lot of coverage of it nationally. And I don't know how much was covered in Chicago. I'm assuming it was covered more than here. But Mike Madigan, the former Speaker of the Illinois House, who was there for decade after decade, who was one of the more dominant figures and more corrupt figures in Illinois politics, was indicted a couple years ago. He was finally found guilty a few weeks ago. Now, he wasn't found guilty on everything, right, Jason? Can you kind of break down what happened with that?
Ugh, your clothes are too tight. You can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so he wasn't one of the most prominent figures. I mean, Mike Madigan ran Springfield, Illinois with an iron fist for darn near 30 years.
Yeah.
Regardless of the administration, he was the most powerful figure in Illinois politics. He had a lot of charges. I don't remember the total number. I want to say it was like 32 or something like that. He was found guilty on most of them. He's awaiting sentencing. And, you know, I would take a pause there because Republicans like to campaign on Mike Madigan and talk about how corrupt he was, right? And I don't think that that's necessarily the right mindset, because Illinois has a culture of corruption. And if people think, you know, if people think one person is the cause of the corruption, one, they're wrong. But two, that's a great cover for other corrupt figures in our government. And so now you have the Democrats pointing at Mike Madigan, too, saying, look, they got Mike Madigan. Now government's clean. And what I would say is, we have a maybe not as powerful, maybe not as successful, but there's a lot of Mike Madigan-like figures in Illinois. And until we clean out that culture of corruption with true ethics reform and we really give government back to the people, we're going to continue to have the bloated budgets, the corruption, the bad headlines. And unfortunately, people in Illinois are accustomed to, and it's sad because it's a great state with huge economic potential, a lot of great people, but we have this Chicago culture of corruption that's infected Springfield. Yeah. And, you know, J.B. Pritzker is high on that list. And you know, he's able to use Mike Madigan as an excuse, and we can't allow that.
Well stated, Senator Plummer. I like what you said there. And I think we could both agree that if it was a Republican that had been in office, obviously in Illinois, that would never happen, but for decades and was on trial for corruption, I think that would have gotten a little bit more attention, don't you?
It would have. Yeah. It would have. But I will say this, too. I heard you say, you know, Republicans maybe can't win. But I'll tell you, I mean, we're competitive almost every gubernatorial election. And if we had a fair map process in Illinois,
yeah,
Republicans could Republicans could easily have a majority in Springfield. So our gerrymandered map is part of the corruption.
I got it. I got to let you go, Jason, because I'm out of time, but I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Get more at 971talk.com.